Welcome to Ask the Experts, where each week we talk to people in the industry to get the inside word on what's happening right now, what that means for the tactics you should use to make the most of your money. And this week we've partnered up with Xero, who has kindly lent us their expert, Mary Tainaki from Northland Chartered Accountants. Fancy, lots of study on that one, and we are picking her big brain on how everyone says you need to know your numbers, right? But how do you actually do that? And then how do you use that to make a plan? Basically, we want to use the past to try and predict the future.
Making Sense has partnered up with Xero and even snagged you a deal. To help you supercharge your small business, join Xero with a special discount for Making Sense listeners. Visit Xero.com/Francis Cook to unlock the special offer. I'll drop the link in the show notes too, so check it out. It's just a click away. Before we get into it, Making Sense is stoked to be supported by KiwiBank. We've teamed up to bring you insight directly from their people, the experts who live and breathe this stuff every day. It's not the outdated stuff that worked 5 years ago. It's what's happening right now in the industry to help you make the most of your money. This is making Kiwi better off. This is Kiwi.
Welcome, Mary. Thank you so much for coming on. If someone is looking at their numbers and they're wanting to figure them out, what are some of the main places to look and trends to look for? Where do you start with this?
Okay, so everything is changing very, very rapidly. There's been huge developments in AI and in automation. So what you want to be making sure for a start is that all your information is going straight into your accounting system. Don't do it yourself. Let your computer do its thing. It's faster than you. It's more accurate than you. So we're no longer talking about data. We're now getting information straight from the source. If you let your computer do its job, then you're going to free up a lot of your own time so you can focus on improving your business and on looking at your numbers.
Tell me more about that trend, because it's fascinating. I feel like everyone at the moment is looking at AI and thinking, okay, what can I use this for in order to make my life a little easier? So what are you seeing in your industry? What is possible right now and what might be coming?
So at the moment, AI and all these accounting improvements are making everything a lot more affordable for small businesses. In the past, there were these barriers for getting cash flow forecasts done and using all these fancy financial tools because that work was expensive and you had to have someone doing all the work. Now you can pay for these tools. It's breaking down the barriers for small businesses so you can have access to this information.
Yeah, I love it, to be honest, because there are so many parts of my business and it's a pro and a con, right? Because you don't want people to lose out on jobs. But at the same time, I am able to use AI to just streamline some things so that by the time I get to my accountant, I can say, look, I actually did the spreadsheet this time. Please don't yell at me anymore that it's a big box of receipts like I'm in Black Books or something. So it can help keep it all together and just make everyone's lives a bit easier. I mean, let's go back to sort of the numbers and the things that you can be looking at to try and figure out what's happening with your business. Because I think if someone needed to be trying to look at their numbers, figure out what's going on with their business, I mean, are there three things to know within your business numbers? What would they be?
So the first is take a step backwards. Make sure everything's up to date. Make sure you've got your accounts receivables in there that as you're doing the work, your invoicing, and make sure your bank recs up to date. If you don't have your basic information in there, whatever you're looking at won't be relevant. So start with that. The second thing is make sure you're regularly reading your profit and loss and your balance sheet. So no one knows your business better than you do. So look at those and look for any trends or anything that's changing. If you don't know how to read these, talk to your chartered accountant or your bookkeeper, and they'll be able to give you some advice on how to understand these. And the third tip is learn what good looks like. So what does good look like for your business? What profit do you need in order to pay yourself an adequate salary? And what should your gross profit margin look like? Gross profit is a relationship between sales and your direct costs. So what should your industry gross profit be So what does good look like for your business? Once you know what good looks like, then it'll make it easier for you to see how your business is performing.
Perfect. So, all right. So those are the good things to be pulling out from the past. And then if we're pulling that up and we're trying to figure things out for the future, I mean, it's funny because we often talk about New Year resolutions for us as individuals, right? And yet we're coming to a new financial year. So if we're talking maybe a new financial year resolution for a small business, should you be setting those?
Of course. And a good resolution is based on your long-term goals. So it doesn't matter how big or small your business is. You need to start with your long-term goals. Where do you want to end up so that you end up on a good path? And then look at your 12-month resolutions or goals and then set micro goals. So with those micro goals, if you want to achieve those, you need to make sure that you're regularly reviewing your information, what's happening each week, what's happening each month. Are you on your way to achieving those goals? And also think about having some accountability. So is there a trusted advisor you can work with, an accountant or a bookkeeper or a mentor? I found that most people don't want to admit they haven't done their homework.
Guilty.
Yeah. Is it easier for you to do the work rather than having to admit to me that you haven't done it? Right?
Yeah, probably.
So that's part of it. And the other part is when you do come across roadblocks, they'll have some perspective and they'll be able to give you some guidance and help.
Love it. Love it. Also in terms of sticking with resolutions, because I think we've all been there, even if we're talking the personal New Year resolution, right? Mm-hmm. You start, you're like, I'm going to go to the gym 3 times a week. And then it's, you know, third week of January. Is it happening? So you've set these new financial year resolutions for your business. We don't want that to happen, particularly with the business. I mean, this is our incomes we're talking about. So how do we build it in to be stickable?
Well, focus on those long-term goals. Like someone, I had a client, their long-term goal was they wanted to be able to go to Thailand to go surfing, right? And then we work backwards from that. It's probably hard to think, oh, well, I don't want to set up my business Facebook profile. But if you know that's getting in the way of your surfing trip, that makes it a lot easier, doesn't it?
That is so true. I talk to people a lot about that on money, where I think we often try to start with the numbers and like what you should do, whereas nobody does things just because they should. We do things because it's attached to a goal that we want, and that makes the other changes worth it. And we think that we should have these really worthy goals. I'm sorry, but going surfing somewhere gorgeous is an absolutely awesome goal. That would make me do other things that I don't want to do. Fun goals are good too, right?
Yeah, you don't have to have profound goals. It's just what you want to achieve. I just wanted to point out that sometimes you might find those micro goals you set for yourself don't work, and that's okay. As long as you're working your way towards your long-term goals, if something doesn't work, drop it. Put in something else.
Knowing when to quit something is also a skill. I saw that the other day. I'm sorry, I know that's so Instagram and so lame sometimes, but it's actually also quite true that you've got to know what things you're going for and you've got to know when it's also worth quitting.
This is your business.
Hooray!
This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero accounting software.
Hooray!
This is your business supercharged with the help of Xero, finding you have more time to focus on things you love and not endless admin. Supercharge your business today.
Search Xero with an X.
Life is full of ups and downs. So no matter what your everyday looks like, KiwiBank has the products and services to help you manage your money your way. To find out more, head to kiwibank.co.nz. This is making Kiwi better off. This is KiwiBank.
Lots of people do use software services to help them out with this. And that's why we've partnered up with Xero. So many people use it. It's good for people to know what they can and can't get from this. Are there any hacks for the listeners who use services like Xero to help you get the most out of it, to help with this looking backwards, looking forwards, using the past to predict the future sort of issue?
Make sure you're not reinventing the wheel. You don't want to have your account in Xero and your budget in Excel. You want everything to be in one place so that when you're looking at your actuals, you can see what your budget's doing. And when you're looking at your cash flow, you can see what
your cash is doing compared to what you predicted. Most good accounting systems will provide a basic forecasting system. So you can use those, or if you need more detail, there are plenty of apps that integrate with Xero so that you're seeing that live data. You need to be able to see what's happening in real time so that you can anticipate future changes and also pivot from any unexpected changes.
I love it. All right. If there was just one thing, because I know we've all got short attention spans these days for our sins. So if there was one thing that you wanted our small business and side hustler friends to do to set themselves up for success in the coming year, is there something that you would say is the biggest thing that people should be focused on, knowing about, thinking about?
Lean into AI and automation. And if you don't know how to lean into it, talk to your accountant or your bookkeeper and get them to show you any tricks they have or suggest softwares to make your life easier. If you're behind in your accounting or your reporting or your budgeting, you're not going to have any visibility of what's going on. So you need to make sure that basic step is easy for you and it's getting done. Easy for you might mean outsourcing it to an accountant or a bookkeeper, or it might just be that you're missing those tools to make it easy.
I love it. Thank you so much. Great tips there. That's Mary Taranaki from Northland Chartered Accountants, Xero expert, giving us the inside word on how you can use the past to predict the future. Now, I know we've got lots of people who side hustle, would love it to be a small business in the future. So you might have lots more questions on this. Anything else to do with money, send them through. We can answer them for you in a future podcast episode. So you can find me Facebook, Instagram, TikTok as Frances Cook NZ. Also heaps more money content on there for you, but send me those questions. But mostly, don't forget to subscribe to Making Sense so that you get even more tips and tricks with your money. And until next time, have a great day.
Just a note before you go, this podcast can only give you general information about how things work in most cases. It's not individual financial advice. We're all different, so some of this might not apply to your specific situation. Take what works for you, ignore the rest. If you're after individual financial advice, a financial advisor is always the best bet.